This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. One of the main things parents can do to protect their child's health is to make sure they're up to date on all recommended vaccines. Dr. Yabo Baisalo is a pediatrician with CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. She's joining us today to discuss the importance of ensuring that children are up to date on their vaccinations. Welcome to the show, Yabo.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yabo, how many diseases are children protected from through vaccination?
Well, Bob, vaccines protect against diseases that can be severe or even fatal, like measles or whooping cough. By the time a child is 2 years old, you can protect them from 14 serious diseases by immunizing them.
Are most children getting all the recommended vaccinations?
Yes, they are. Less than 1% of children receive no vaccines at all. Most parents are vaccinating their children.
What are the risks associated with missed or delayed vaccinations?
Vaccine-preventable diseases can be very serious. Some may require a child to be hospitalized, and some, unfortunately, can be fatal. When your child is not vaccinated, they are at risk for these diseases. Also, when your child does not receive their vaccines, they are putting others at risk by exposing them to these diseases. For example, the MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, is not recommended until 1 year of age. If a child under a year is exposed to measles by someone who is not vaccinated, this can be fatal to that child.
Yeah, but what advice can you offer parents who are concerned about vaccine safety?
Well, Bob, it's understandable that parents may have concern about vaccines as they may have about other medications. However, parents should know that the U.S. now has the safest, most effective vaccine supply, and millions of children are safely vaccinated. The most common side effects from vaccines are typically very mild.
What should a parent do if their child is behind on vaccinations?
You should contact your child's healthcare provider as soon as possible. Because any time a vaccine is delayed or skipped, your child is more vulnerable to disease.
Where can listeners get more information about childhood immunizations?
You may visit our website at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Thanks, Yabo. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Yabo Baisalo about the importance of ensuring that children are fully immunized. Remember, recent outbreaks of measles and pertussis underscore the importance that parents should remain vigilant in ensuring their children receive all recommended vaccinations on time and keep accurate records. Delaying vaccinations can put your child at risk for serious, even fatal diseases. If your children's immunizations aren't up to date, talk with their healthcare provider. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.